few truths about the Christian life that on first listening might sound strange. Perhaps one well-known example is Jesus' words where he says, "The first shall be last, and the last shall be first." How does that work? Well, that's not the theme of today's Bite Size, but it's definitely true. Another one that is the theme of today's Bite Size is to say that in the Christian life, you gain by giving. You can almost say you gain by losing. Listen to what Paul writes in today's verses from Philippians 4. It's verses 15 to 17. Paul writes, "And you Philippians know that in the early days of the gospel, when I left Macedonia, no church shared with me in the matter of giving and receiving except you alone. For even in Thessalonica, you sent gifts for my needs several times. Not that I seek the gift, but I seek the profit that is increasing to your account." So Paul is talking here about the fact that the Christians in Philippi, the church in Philippi, had consistently given of themselves and of their resources, of their finances, to support Paul. In one way, you could say they'd lost. They'd lost wealth, possessions, stuff, because they'd given these gifts to Paul. And Paul appreciated them. Absolutely. In fact, part of the reason he writes this letter is to thank them for the gift that they've sent through one of their members, Epaphroditus, who has taken this gift to Paul during his imprisonment. Paul is genuinely thankful for that. He's thankful for their partnership in the gospel in this way, the way they have given so that he can receive and that he can be cared for in this way. But what I'm really interested in and what I want to draw our attention to is verse 17, where Paul says, "Not that I seek the gift, but I seek the profit that is increasing to your account." So Paul isn't necessarily that much looking for these gifts from the Philippians for himself. He's just told us that he can be content even when he's in need. Now, what he's really interested in is that because they are giving, because they are losing as they give things away, it's increasing the profit in their account. "I seek the profit that is increasing to your account." What on earth does Paul mean? Well, it's important to remember that in glory, in heaven, in the new heavens, in the new earth, which is our final destination as God's people, there with Christ face to face, there are rewards. Sometimes as Christians, we perhaps struggle to get our head around that when we think of the fact that salvation is all of grace. And it is all of grace. It's a gift, unearned, given by God. Our entrance into heaven, our entrance into the new heavens and the new earth, our entrance into the presence of Christ is not a reward for anything we do. No, it's a gift given despite all our sins and failings. But the Bible does teach that what we do with our salvation here in this life is the subject of rewards. So that makes sense of what Paul is saying here. Paul is so excited and so pleased that the Philippians have given in the way they have sacrificially to support Paul, because Paul knows that they will be rewarded for that in glory. Their giving actually is increasing the profit in their account. It's increasing the rewards they'll receive when they are face to face with Christ one day in glory. And Paul is delighted for them. That's what he wants for them. I think it's probably a way in which we don't often see things ourselves in the Christian life. Often when another Christian does something sacrificial for us, we can feel slightly embarrassed. I know I can sometimes when someone does that for me. I can say, "Thank you, that's so kind of you," but I only think of it in terms of, well, I'm gaining through this, but you're just losing. But of course they're not. They're gaining too. They're gaining a reward for that one day. In glory. And we can say, "Oh," and we can think, "I'm so pleased for you, because I know the Lord will reward that one day." we can be pleased for them, as Paul was for the Philippians. Everybody benefits. We benefit temporarily now when given such a gift. They benefit in glory. Isn't that wonderful? By the way, when we get to glory, none of us will be envious of others' gifts. We'll all be absolutely delighted, thrilled with what we receive. We receive eternal life, and those rewards, which I don't know what they are, but they're real, will be things that we are all eternally thankful for when we receive them, and they're all in some way a gift of grace anyway. The way to gain is to give. The way to gain is to lose.